shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Morning, Redding, California. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Ted Leidy in for Carl Bott. We've got some great guests this morning. I hope everybody is doing well. I'm hoping to get a lot of call-ins going this morning. I've got some of my favorite people here with me. As we go through our 2 hours this morning, I'd like everybody to know how much I appreciate you waking up. I think, is today a holiday?
It is a holiday.
Oh, so today's a holiday, so I really, really appreciate you waking up and spending some time with us. I'd like to start out with my good buddy, Jared. Jared, thank you for being here today on this holiday.
Good morning.
And why don't you start us off with the weather?
Yeah, it's currently 32 degrees. Today it's going to be frosty with some patchy fog, then sunny, a high of 48, a low of 29. Tomorrow, New Year's Day, frost, then sunny, high of 51, a low of 28. On Sunday, we have areas of frost, then partly sunny, with a chance of rain or snow Sunday night, with a high of 45, a low of 34. Monday, we have a 100% chance of rain or snow, with a high of 47, a low of 43. Tuesday, we have a high of 51. Looks like it's going to be rainy on Tuesday as well. A high of 51, a low of 46. And Wednesday, rainy and cloudy, with a high of 53 and a low of 46.
Wow, perfect. Hey, isn't it nice to have winter?
It is nice to have winter.
Wintertime is nice. My co-host this morning is Emily Booth, and her co-host this morning is Morgan Booth. So, or we can do it the other way. You're the host, Morgan. Yeah, are you the host, and I'm your co-host?
Yeah,
and Emily is my co-host?
I'll be the co-host. How
right
about
on.
That?
Perfect, yeah. Emily and Morgan, of course, run the ladies-only programs for NFI here in Redding.
Can't call it that.
Well, I know. We're going to get to that. Doing a fantastic job. Yeah. One of the things we have going on at NFI, Northern Firearms Instruction, is we're renaming our ladies program. We have received a letter from an attorney, a demand letter. If any of you have ever had one of those, you know what that might be like. And saying that the term ladies only was not inclusive. And the plaintiff in the case was denied rights because he's not a lady, I guess, and wanted to go to the ladies only class. Of course, anytime I've received a call, I've always said, yeah, you can go if you want to. And really not a bad idea if you're a man and want to go sit with a bunch of ladies if you struggle with that kind of thing. Maybe you want to get a date or find a girlfriend. That's a great way to
great
do
place.
It.
Learn how to shoot.
Go to a ladies-only class and learn how to shoot at the same time. I think that's fantastic. But anyway, long story short, now we're changing the name. And I'm hoping that on this great holiday weekend, somebody's listening in there will give us a call and at 605-4567 and give us some ideas for our new ladies-only program. We have some pretty good ideas already. Emily, what have you guys come up with so far?
I'm actually going to pass it on over to Morgan because she has our list on her handy-dandy device, and she can name off a couple of the things that we've come up with. Can you give that number one more time?
530-605-4567.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So just to give everybody context, Emily is Morgan's mother. Morgan is 17 years old. She will tell you soon to be 18, though. Just about a month and a half on that deal, right?
Yep.
And she is an NRA apprentice instructor. So she's a fantastic instructor, but she cannot be a full-fledged NRA instructor until she's 21 years old. That's when she'll be able to get her CCW also. So I know she's waiting for that day. And so she has been to a school, an instructor school in the past, and so now she works with her mother and I, putting on classes for NFI. So How about those good names you got, Morgan? What are they?
All right, so we had to do quite a bit of research because we were pretty disappointed in the letter that we received.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have Hotshot.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like that.
We have Defensive Dolls, Self-Defense, Girls, Dolls. Boys can play with dolls, too.
Sure, yeah.
We got Deadshot Divas.
Deadshot Divas. Yeah, I really like that, but as you know, we talked about this already. You never want to put anything fatal, dead, you know. Never move again style names going on in your name. It's just sometimes it's just a little bit too rough.
Oh yeah. Right?
And think about this too, for all you aspiring gun instructors out there, when you go to name your company or programs, if you put the word dead in your title.
Oh yeah, you'll get people.
Well, the bottom line is if someone does in your program does make somebody dead, they're going to say, well, that's what you went to school for, was to make somebody dead, right? We can't really do that because that's not what we're doing.
No.
So, yeah, but I like the name. So go ahead. Continue on.
We got Chamber Chicks.
Oh, okay, yeah. Chamber Chicks.
Chamber Chicks.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad movie in the 70s, don't it? Like a prison movie or something? Prison, women's prison movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have Gun Girls with a Z.
Now, you know that's one of my favorites.
Oh, I know. That's your vote.
Gun Girls.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep going.
All right. And then we got Pretty Pistols.
The Pretty Pistols. I like that too.
And then we got our last one is Fatal Females, but that's going under that.
The Fatal Females, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Candace from Sacramento sent me some yesterday also.
Yeah.
I'll pull them up in a minute. I had some. I came up with one yesterday that I liked, and that was Stilettos and Steel. I don't know. Is that weird that a man came up with that?
A little bit, yeah.
That's cool. I got it. I totally got it. So, Morgan.
Yeah.
How have you found your journey? So you must have been, you must have been like 16 and a half, 17, something like that. Didn't you go to school last summer?
Yes.
Yeah, so July or so. So you were fully 17.
Yes.
When you went to school. What do you find most fulfilling about standing on a gun range in your tactical gear with a pistol on when you can't even really legally own one?
Yeah.
It's Emily's pistol, of course, at this point.
Of course.
All right. Tell me how that feels, all these old people hanging around with you and you teaching them.
There's definitely some struggles, but it's very empowering. And for me to be able to be 17, almost 18 years old, that I can have a firearm on my hip and be able to train people. And I'll never forget the feeling that I felt when I first went to class back in March, I think of like 2020. And having that feeling of, wow, I know how to use this now. Like guns, I've grown up around guns. We've always been around them. And I'm like, yeah, they're cool, but I don't really know how to use them, so it's not really my thing. As soon as I learned how to shoot it and how to shoot straight, I was like, this is awesome. I got to do this more. And I see that in our students. They come in, oh, this isn't really our thing. By the time they're leaving class, they're like, okay, what's a good gun to get next? What can we go get? What's available right now? And so it's very empowering.
It is almost like magic when they show up because they don't know one thing about it. All they know is what they've seen on TV, right?
Yeah.
And you guys spend the time with them. And then, like you said, they walk off that range. Their head is held high. They understand what a cartridge is and what caliber means and where the chamber is and the magazine well and what a magazine release is and, you know, how to grip the thing and hold it and stance and, you know, put your eyeballs behind those sights and line them up and all that. So, yeah, that is a good feeling. And I got to tell you, lots and lots of people over the years have came up to me and husbands and said, hey, my wife is a gun nut. Thank you. I'm like, right on. I love that. All right. We are going to take a break, but before I do, I want to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. Cornerstone Community Bank, 3 branches, 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, and 150 East Cypress Avenue. We'll be right back.
Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Raven hair and ruby lips, sparks fly from a thing.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Thank you very much, Jared. I love me some Witchy Woman by the Eagles. Yeah, in fact, I was listening to the Eagles on the way to work this morning. My favorite band of all time, by the way. Best concert I've ever been to also. So anyway, we are here this morning with my good friends and fellow NRA instructors, Emily and Morgan Booth, talking about renaming the Ladies Only program at NFI. You know, the thing about the name is it's just a name.
Yeah.
Right? But I guess maybe I should have come up with the idea that we shouldn't have only in there in this day and age, right?
Yeah, we're in almost 2022.
I know.
We got to get up with it.
I know. I got to get more woke.
Yeah.
I'm not woke enough. I'm not woke enough. I come back from a... By the way, it's New Year's Eve, so I want both of you to help me come up with all the people in your life that make it great. And it's a good time to thank them for making 2021 a fantastic year, even in the midst of all the other, you know, the circus that is our government and, you know, the pandemic and all that kind of stuff. So I'll start by thanking my good friend Nate Hutt and his dad, Bill Hutt. They have a company called Jefferson State Laser, where they laser, actually, they laser that kind of stuff, that that mug over there that you're, you know, the mugs that you got, that we got for Christmas this year, were not from Jefferson State Laser, but they were from Patriot Makers. But anyway, back to the Huts. They had a whiskey tasting last night, and I went to it. It was great. 7 bottles of whiskey, blind taste. One was 14. The least expensive was 14. The most expensive was 500, right?
Wow.
So you didn't know what was what. They brought them out in blank bottles, and you tasted, and you tried to, you know, the pros. I'm in developmental whiskey tasting school. I don't know that much about it. But the pros are like, oh, I can smell notes of leather, and I think there's some, you know, old sock. And
There's some oak in that as
oak,
well.
Oak, yeah. It's buttery, caramel, smells fruity, whatever. Taste it, tastes hot, cold, mellow, whatever. Anyway, so we had to write down all the stuff. So, no kidding. The $14 bottle was the number two most popular bottle.
I was just going to say, which one was the best?
Yeah. It was the number two most popular.
Which one was that? Was it cold or hot? Or
it was
oaky?
Evan James.
Yeah. That's all you asked.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. What was it? Wait a minute. It was good.
It was good.
Yeah, bourbon. It was all bourbon. And so, my favorite bottle was this, a bottle called, Henry McKenna, bottled in bond, Kentucky straight bourbon. Very good bottle. And I think it was $90.
Right. And you won it, you said, yeah?
I won it in a raffle.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, actually, I stand corrected. I didn't win it in a raffle. I won a different bottle, and then someone traded me for it because we did a bottle switch.
Oh. Right?
Yeah, which was really cool. So I got to bring that back. And we'll be tasting that a little bit, later. And not you, Morgan.
I know. You always got to...
Yeah, not you. I'm sorry. I got my eyeball on you. I remember what it was like to be 17. You need adults around you to help you make better decisions. So, anyway, I just want to express my appreciation to the Hutt family that have always been good friends of mine over the years. And great Americans, great Second Amendment people, great freedom people. Bill is a teacher. And so he does a lot out there at Millville Middle School, 7th and 8th grade he teaches. So, yeah, just wanted to kind of hit that hard right off the bat. So you guys can come up with some folks that you're appreciative of and why that have helped you through the last year, too. That would be fun, right?
Okay.
All right. All right, Morgan, you were speaking before the break. You were talking about what it was like to be a gun trainer at 17 years old.
Yeah.
And you were talking about the empowerment. Even at 17, that you could teach somebody that was 67 or 77 how to do something.
Yeah.
And which is, of course, use a firearm safely and responsibly and efficiently. But in your professional life, you also do that, right? What do you do for a living?
What I do for a living? Well, I work at Sun Oaks as a swim coach and a group fitness instructor. So, yeah, every part of my life I teach in. I love teaching. I always said, I'm like, I'll never be a school teacher. Could never deal with all those kids. Now I love teaching. I will never be a school teacher, but teaching skills I have or giving other people skills, that's what I love to do.
How do you know you're not going to be a school teacher?
Because I don't agree with the school system.
Oh, here we go. Man, she's 17. Bring it on.
She just got controversial, didn't she?
Yeah, sure did. Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of 17-year-olds would say they didn't agree with the school system. right? Because when I was 17, I didn't agree either. Getting up every day, it's homework, it's sitting in class, blah, blah, blah. What's the worst part of it?
Worst part of it?
The school system, yeah. What is it that you don't like about it?
That it's a prohibited area.
Oh.
Yeah, bam, number one.
Yeah. Yeah. You caring this morning?
No.
I don't care if you are. You know, it's cool. I don't care if you are. This is private property. Do what you want, yeah. But, yeah, I get that. You know, it wasn't until like about 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah. When my kids were in high school, I carried a gun to my parent counselor conferences.
Oh, yeah, where they told your kid if they were doing good or bad.
Yeah, right in the classroom. When I went to pick them up, I had a gun on. Nobody ever knew, of course. But it wasn't illegal then.
No, yeah.
You think California would have figured out how to make that illegal, like, way back when, the same year they made switchblades illegal, right?
Because, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, everybody was killing each other with switchblades, so they had to make those illegal.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a problem. You know what's next? What could be next? What are we killing? Well, now they're going to, next is they're going to give you a ticket if you don't use suntan oil or sunscreen. Yeah, that's coming up. Trust me. The nanny state, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also that new food waste thing now where we're not allowed to throw food waste away in the normal trash. That's starting tomorrow.
Oh, wait,
I haven't heard about
that
one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, California has a thing now where both residential and commercial, you could get fined if you throw food waste into the trash, and they're going to have to come up with separate bins for us to put food waste separate from our normal trash.
Food
Interesting.
Waste. I wonder why.
Because it's California.
Jared.
I think it goes in the green bins now, like with your lawn clippings or things like that. That's what I heard. But.
Interesting.
I wonder why.
Yeah, so my question is like I'm thinking of the composting situation. Is it going to be broken down like as if it was going to be composted?
Yeah, they said they were going to compost it and then also possibly turn it into biogas, which is like close to like natural gas, I guess.
Right.
So...
Very interesting.
Yeah, Carl and Trish had an argument about this yesterday.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
About how the process was going to
work? Yeah, they just didn't know exactly, so we had callers call in and clarify for us. So,
you know, I'm interested in that. So if you called in yesterday, call in again today and let me know, because I am very interested in that and how and why it works. I mean, you know, by and large, most of what the state of California does is misguided. But on occasion... they may come up with a good idea, you know. We don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody might have come up with it. LaMalfa or Dolly or somebody. Someone smart, you know, good.
Dolly, is that what you said?
Yeah. Is it Dolly?
Dolly.
It's Dolly. It's actually Dolly, yeah.
Yeah. Did we just stumble across maybe a new word for our new ladies program?
Dolly. It's just like people calling you Liddy.
Yeah, oh, it happens all the time. I'm used to it, yeah. I'm like the eyes long hillbilly. Lighty. Lighty. Eye. Lighty, you know. But, yeah. So that's interesting. I think they got some new... I'll tell you what the state is doing as far as guns go. They are starting to monitor those private party transfers that we do.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Like when you buy a gun from one of your buddies, they're starting to monitor that, especially if it comes from a law enforcement agent. Because law enforcement agents can buy guns, the rest of us can't.
Right.
And so, you know, they've been known to transfer a few of them, and I'm glad they do because I have a few, and it's totally legal. But I was talking to Ben at Old West the other day, and he said that, yeah, there's a way that now they're starting to make it, besides the regular paperwork and data that they must report to the state, there's a whole nother sheet, whole other page on that computer they've got to get to, so, and fill out. So they're starting to take a look at that also.
Interesting.
Private party transfers.
What information are they looking at? Like, what's added?
Well, first off, obviously, they're taking a look at, they have their own database now, law enforcement database, that they track that, because there have been agents, cops and officers down in Sacramento, I can think of right now, that transferred a ton of guns, right? They buy them, they don't like them, they transfer them, they buy them. And the idea is those guns are for law enforcement.
Right.
Right? Because they're not, well, I'm going to give the quotes, in quotes, not certified safe for us. Just for them, I guess, because they're specially trained agents. But they can buy them and then transfer them to us. if they don't want them, if they don't like them, there's no sense in them hanging on to them. So
right.
Anyway, I guess they're starting to keep an eye on that. That's going to go on in 2022 also and probably grow. So we'll be talking about that in the future. But before we take our next break, I just wanted to say good morning and how much I appreciate Mike Huber at Estate Granite. Estate Granite is a vocal local supporter, veteran, and he runs his company, Estate Granite, with the utmost care as far as his clients go. I'm one of them. So good morning, Mike. I hope you're out racing something with wheels on it. He likes to race all these different cars and stuff. So, all right, Estate Granite and Taya. We'll be right back.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside season. Score with our new Game Grub Buffet. Free spins, kickoff for cash and prizes. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard, win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. Some people talk football. We live it. At Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Lighty in for Carl Bott. He and Linda are on assignment this morning. I think they're in a blacked out helicopter flying someplace over Washington, D.C., taking the video and getting ready to write a story on it. So we've got all kinds of people in the chat room who are talking about the names for our new program. So here, I'll give you some right now. The Pink Pistols is a good one. That I've seen.
Yeah.
Princesses with pistols. Then someone said princesses with a wand.
With a wand?
Yeah, with a wand. Somebody wants to know, Morgan, if you wear your gun on your dates. Do you wear your gun when you go out to a date?
No.
Yeah, you can only do it on private property because you're not old enough to be permitted.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and I don't usually go out on dates. I stay home.
Oh, you do? Good. I like that.
That's or I easy. Go to your house.
Nice job, Mom. You got it figured out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicks with guns.
Chicks with guns.
Yeah, that's one. So, yeah, interesting. I'm glad people are chiming in. The Pink Pistols. So the Pink Pistols is a really good one. That's the name, though, of the LGBTQ group. Is that right? Was that incorrect?
I think it was out of order, but we get your
you
point.
You get the idea? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not woke. I'm trying to be, though. Down in San Francisco, that's their club, the Pink Pistols.
Okay,
let's
scratch that one.
Well, you never know. We could take a look at it. Morgan.
We might get some interesting people in class.
Yeah.
It would be great.
They're like, wait, this is not what we thought it was.
I didn't think about that. I was lucky enough to teach the Liberal Gun Club in San Francisco. Great people.
What does that entail? Like they're liberals
and they're
liberal gun owners?
With gun owners, yeah, okay. In San Francisco. And, you know, of course, you get all kinds of people in the Liberal Gun Club. I'm sure it's a lot of LGBTQ folks. And it was fantastic. I had a great time. I went as a training counselor for the NRA, mm-hmm. and I taught all their instructors so they could do instruction down there. And so was run by an attorney. Female attorney, I can't recall her name off the top of my head. It had to be 8 years ago or something like that, but it was a really fun time. I mean, I really enjoyed the instruction down there. So, yeah, it's either the Pink Pistols or the Pretty Pistols or something like that down there in San Francisco is the name of a club, a shooting club down there.
Okay.
You should Google it and let us know.
Yeah, I'll Google it.
Yeah, let us know. Okay. Let us know. So, we have a guest this morning, Mr. Matt Gregg. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Ted.
Matt is the operations manager at Sun Oaks. That is a fitness facility out on it's not on quite on Airport Road. It's on
the Argyle, right off
Argyle.
Airport.
Yeah, I was a member there at one point in my life, and it was I loved it. That's where Morgan teaches also.
Yep.
And also one of my best friend's wives, Taylor Strickland.
Oh, you're friends with Wes.
Very good friends. Wes and I have been friends for many years.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, Wes wants to know where his reloading tables are.
Oh, Emily has the reloading tables.
That got Rita Berta quickly.
Yeah, how did that work? Yeah, I have to come out and take a look at some tables at the college.
Yeah, there's going to be plenty.
He needs his reloading tables. Yes, we do a lot of reloading together.
Nice.
And he's a great man and a good friend. So I just want to say good morning to Wes and Taylor Strickland for sure. But back to Matt, it's kind of confusing because you do have two first names.
Yes.
Matt, Greg.
Yes.
And so,
yeah.
You know, I got to keep it straight. It's Matt.
Yeah. I respond to Greg, too.
You do? Right on.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good. So tell me about what you do out at Sun Oaks.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm the operations manager out there. So I kind of help manage all the different department heads and kind of coordinate all of the almost seven different businesses that we have in one out there. So we've got a lot of different offerings. You know, a lot of people think we're just a tennis club, but tennis is less than kind of 10% of what we do. We have a lot of fitness. We have weight room, cardio room. We also have a functional training room, barbell room, fitness classes, swim lessons like what Morgan teaches here. And we even have, you know, indoor tennis courts and volleyball net. So we've got a wide variety of offerings out there. And so we have a bunch of different little communities that kind of coalesce together to form one greater community that's all working to try and live healthier lives.
That is great. And the reason I asked Morgan to reach out to you to come in today is because This is a big day for Sun Oaks, isn't it?
It is. It is.
When do you start seeing those memberships ramp up? Have we already been doing it since Christmas, or?
Yeah, so the interest has really started to grow the last couple days. The actual impact on usage and people showing up starts probably about towards the end of next week. People kind of slowly start ramping up at the new year because everyone's just eating all the food for the holidays and everyone feels like they've got an extra 5 or 10 pounds. And now is the time when we're all trying to come up with high ideals, resolutions to aim at. So being healthier is an important one.
It is an important one. Now, the idea of the resolution is a great one, mm-hmm. by the way.
Yes.
Because quite frankly, I think a lot of people might make 5 resolutions and then one will come about 50% true, but mm-hmm. it's better mm-hmm. than nothing. Mm-hmm. It's better than nothing.
That's right.
And so your core, now you said you've got 5 or 7 different groups that come in there, but the core resolution makers, mm-hmm. do they have an age group about, or is it?
It's all over the place. I mean, we have a lot of college students all the way up to a lot of senior citizens and retirees. So it's just a wide swath of people who now see this as the moment where they want to start on their health journey.
Yeah, and I can tell you, because I'm 56 now, and I was lucky enough to be in the Army for most of my adult career. I got out of the Army when I was 40 or 41, and so I was always real healthy. But then when I got out, when I lived in an environment where I could eat whatever I wanted because we were so active, and I just started eating more and more and more. And, you know, pretty soon I'm carrying 20, 30 extra pounds around with me, and I started feeling it in the knees and the hips and certainly the feet. And so had some surgeries, and, I mean, I was really having some, you know, some issues. And I'm a gun trainer, so I'm on my feet all day. I have to be able to be mobile. And me and my wife just made kind of a commitment based on some health stuff that we were going to become more fit and healthy as we moved into retirement, because I'm 5-7 years out, right? And, man, I got to tell you, the difference is just incredible once we became fit again. You know, I play roller hockey out at Big League Dreams, and that really helped out. But I don't think you could put a value on it. I don't think you put a price on what that's worth, getting up every single day and feeling like, man, I can get up and down those stairs. I can run up and down those stairs. I live in a 2-story house, right? And so much like, so do you interact every day with the members?
Yeah, pretty much. I unfortunately, with my current position, I have to spend more time in the office than I'd like, but I definitely try to get up at the front desk and walk around the club and interact with people. I have a lot of good friendships there with members. Most of my community is there, so it's great because it's such a positive place when you're surrounded by everyone trying to better themselves and working on themselves. It's just a positive attitude, and everyone's just stoked to be there.
Yeah, that is awesome. And Morgan, you see that also?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like Matt has said, the friendships you gain with the members, and it's a different kind of experience because you, even if it's like a trainer relationship, you get to watch this person grow. And what I see a lot with my swimmers is I get to develop these kids into something they love and something I'm passionate about. And just that energy and the, for lack of a better term, the vibe that goes around the club, it's amazing.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, we actually have this thing that's called Sun Oaks Stories, where we try and go out of our way to highlight all of the different people who, like yourself, have made massive changes in their physical health, who've lost a bunch of weight, who've struggled through, you know, the negatives that come with carrying a few extra pounds, the impact on your mental health and all that. And they've come out and they've worked incredibly hard and they've done amazing things. And so it's like Morgan's right. It's just great to watch them grow. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you don't think about it, but it comes on slow. You think it comes on fast, but it doesn't. It comes on over a number of years. And when you get to the point where you don't want your picture taken, that impacts your mental health incredibly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, it really, really does. So it's so important that you make the decision now, look, I'm going to do something about it. And I'm not talking about becoming an Olympic athlete. Just right. Be more healthy going into whatever you want to go into, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, when we're normally every single day for the past year and a half or something like that, we get up. We get coffee. Before we drink coffee, we get on the scale and we write it on the calendar, both of us, me and my wife. But I haven't been on a scale in about 6 or 7 days. Yeah. I don't want to look at it.
Yeah, I get that. And the scales are scary. Yeah. Yeah, we actually have something out there because the scale, too, is it's a good way to measure progress, but it's not the most optimal because, you know, muscle weighs more than fat. So it's difficult, depending on your goals, to be able to see if you're actually making the changes you want. We actually have a 3D body scanner out there that replaces the scale. So it's got a scale on it, but it also gives a full scan of your body, and you can continually make scans of yourself and see the way you're actually changing. It shows you measurements of your arms and legs and waist and all of that. So you truly do see the way that you're reshaping your form in your body through exercise.
Oh, man. I want to talk a little bit about that more when we come back from the break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to Dutch Bros. In downtown Reading, buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 for free. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Tim Garman stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garman to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garman, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidates committee.
Guess who just got back today? That wild-eyed voice that has been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Leidy in for Carl Bott this morning. He and Linda are on assignment. I'm here with Emily and Morgan Booth, two famous Northern Firearms Instruction instructors, ladies, not ladies only, but just ladies instructors, and Matt Gregg, Operations Manager at Sun Oaks. We're here on the most famous day for folks who want to get in shape, and Matt is talking to us about how important it is that they follow through and how Sun Oaks is such a fantastic place to go and do that, you know. You know, the idea that that people are, I think that as we get older, I mean, there are more old people now than anything else, right? I mean, mm-hmm. the baby boomers and all that are getting older. You just can't put enough on trying to stay fit enough to do what you want to do in retirement, because so many people go into retirement and they're just unhealthy and they can't get around. It's not fun. Right. At least at work, they moved some. Then they retire. They quit moving, and they just go downhill quick. I mean, I think we all know somebody that's happened to. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet you see a lot of those kind of people, some older people my age, coming in and working on staying fit. Right.
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's one of the biggest parts of our community because a lot of retirees, besides obviously wanting to be able to still, you know, play soccer with their grandkids or go out dirt bike riding or hiking, and besides that, they also, you know, now they have to come up with a structure for their time. So they've got a whole day. They used to work all day. So what do? And a gym is part of the reason why gyms are important is not just because there's equipment for you to exercise on. Because really, I mean, you're a veteran, right? So
Yeah.
I mean, you know from your experience, you can go work out anywhere. You can just drop it to the ground now and do push-ups and sit-ups. And But really what it's about is it's about a community where you want to show up. You want to have a cup of coffee. You want to see your friends there and work out with them and chat with them. And so a lot of our retirees and older members are huge on not only maintaining their health, but also just having a community together where they are doing it well. So
it's also very social.
Very social, which, yeah.
You know, I'm into.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, we have coffee and we have beer on tap, which a lot of people don't know. So at the end of the day, you know, after you've done your exercises and you're, you know, feeling good, you can sit down and have a beer there at Sun Oaks as well, so.
Right on.
Yeah.
That sounds very cool. So the social aspect, of course, is huge. Mm-hmm. You agree, Emily?
I do agree. And I was just going to say that because last year Morgan and I were really active in our classes, and she unfortunately had a car accident, and we had to take a few weeks off. And when we came back, everybody in our class was like, where were you? Where have you been? Is everything okay? So it just really made you feel like, okay, yeah. People are here. People are caring about where I'm at and, you know, making sure that we're okay. And it is social. And I think that is especially important for the retiree community because they don't have that job anymore. They don't have those people that they talk to. And so they get kind of stuck in a rut and maybe turn on the news and watch it all day. And that can't be healthy either, right? So I think that is a huge piece of it, of having that community.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, you're much more successful if you're able to go out and work out with people. It's why personal trainers and fitness classes are so popular, is because we all, no matter how good we know it is for us. I mean, I work at a gym and I still, you know, 30 minutes before my workout, I'm like, oh, I might take today off,
right,
but,
yeah.
But then, you know, my coworker will be there with me and I'm working out with them and I'm like, oh, I can't let them down. I gotta be there, you know, like I gotta hold myself to that standard too. And then I'm done. I'm like, oh, thank God I didn't skip it.
Right.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't think there's any better feeling knowing that you didn't want to go in, and then you went in, and then now you're done, and you're like, hey, yes, I got it. So when I talked to Taylor about what she does, she mentions also that a lot of her clientele is older.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Coming in to stay in shape. So I just thought about when you said there was beer on tap. So Morgan, if you're carrying your gun and you want to have a beer, which neither of which you can do.
Right.
I'm just asking you because you're a CCW instructor along with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
How could you carry the gun, have a beer and have a beer legally? I mean, what would you do with that gun if you had to have a beer? What
so
would you, do
you can't. You can't carry your gun and have a beer legally.
Right.
If you want to have a beer, you have to go put your gun away, either if that's locked in your car or if it's in your locker at Sun Oaks, locked away so other people can't access it. Then you can go to the front and ask for a beer.
What if you go put it in your vehicle, what kind of containers does it have to be in?
In a locked one.
Completely enclosed? Loaded or unloaded?
It depends. It depends on if you have, or no, if you're carrying your CCW.
Go ahead. Give it your best shot. I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
All right. I'm pretty sure it has to be unloaded if you're going to have a beer.
Yes.
Yeah.
It must be unloaded in a completely enclosed container or the trunk.
Yeah.
Or a toolbox affixed to the bed of your pickup with a attachment device like a screw or whatever.
Right. You know. Not in your glove box. Not in your...
No glove boxes or consoles. No. Very good. See? I'm testing you. you did well. Very good. Yeah. No guns and alcohol. That's the way that works. So.
Nice.
Matt's the operation manager, so you know I gotta let him know to keep. You gotta keep an eye on her and guns and beer.
Oh, we already do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta keep an eye on that. So good. That was a good, very good answer to a question that I get a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I get that a lot. So, Matt, is this a time of year when you guys run specials?
It is. It is. So the biggest things we have going on right now. You know, coming out of the pandemic, a couple of years where a lot of people got out of their healthy habits. I mean, obesity is up significantly. Mental health is in a larger struggle than it's been in this country in a while. And we really just want to get people started on their health journeys. Normally, to sign up at Sun Oaks, it's a $149 enrollment fee. But starting from yesterday all the way through the end of January, if you join on a one-year membership, we're waiving the entire $149 enrollment fee. So all you have to do is just come, pay your January dues, and get going. Because ultimately, it takes about 90 days to build a healthy habit. So to build a healthy exercise habit, at least. And so we want to get you in there. We start you off with a strategy session with a personal trainer like Taylor. And you sit down and you talk about your goals. And they help you define your goals, because that's one of the hardest things for people to understand about reaching a goal, is you can't just say, well, I want to lose weight. Okay, well, how much weight? By when? And how are you going to do it? And so they, along with joining, you also get to sit down free with a trainer who's going to sit there and help you define your goals and show you the best route and plan with which to reach your goals.
I like that. And what would so I know that they probably slide based on all sorts of different things, but what's the average membership, individual and family?
Yeah, so depending, we have a number of local businesses we work with to provide discounts and stuff. Our standard single rate starts at $55 a month.
Okay.
And our standard family rate, which is two adults and two kids, starts at $93 a month.
And that brings you get to use all the facilities. Do you have any facilities or any programs that cost a little extra money?
Yeah, so that gives you access to all of the facilities with the exception of the indoor tennis courts. So we have indoor tennis. It's kind of an extra level. It's for people who are really into tennis and when the rainy season comes don't want to stop. But besides that, our outdoor tennis courts, the pools, the spas, all of that is all included. We do have extra programs. We have personal trainers that are extra costs. We have group training. It's like small group training and high intensity interval training and specialty programs. We have swim lessons like that Morgan teaches that are extra cost. We actually have the ability to, with the swimming pool, you can drop in and swim and that's all included, but you can also, reserve your own lane. We give you, our pool's 165,000 gallons. So for only $3 for an hour, you get 20,000 gallons all to yourself. That lane is just yours for that time. So, yeah, we have a lot of options there.
That is a heck of a pitch. You should put that in your advertising.
I like that.
20,000 gallons to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, the owner he would want me to say that. That's his line. I stole it from him.
I like that.
We'll give
like
him credit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. But before we go, I want to give a big shout out to my good buddy, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, big time volunteer with the National Wild Turkey Federation, friend of mine. I've talked to him and met him many times. Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168. Good morning, Patrick. We'll be right back. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Hoped a major snowstorm in the forecast for the Denver area will help to stamp out a huge wildfire that has burned hundreds of homes, along with a number of businesses, including a hotel and a shopping center. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley says tens of thousands of people have been forced to evacuate their homes.
We know that people are anxiously waiting for word about the conditions of their homes and their neighborhoods. I want to assure you that our fire personnel are working as hard as they can to save additional structures as we speak. And when it's safe to do so, we'll start the emotional and painful process of assessing damages.
The blaze, fueled by tinder dry conditions, being driven forward by hurricane force winds. One evacuee describes the scene this way. The sky was dark, dark brown, the dirt blowing in swirls across the sidewalk like snakes. Colorado's governor declaring a state of emergency in the affected area. Yes, another day of frustration for air travelers.
The flight tracking website FlightAware reports that so far today, more than 2,400 flights globally have been canceled. That total includes more than 1,100 flights within, to, and from the United States that have been called off. The cancellations come amid staffing shortages blamed on the coronavirus. A surge in cases in the U.S. has upended plans to hold a major nuclear treaty conference at the United Nations in New York next month. According to the U.N., organizers are now targeting an August 1st start date. I'm Mike Hempen.
The ball will drop tonight in Times Square, but the traditional New York City New Year celebration will be scaled back. The crowd limited to 15,000 because of the pandemic. Stocks are in the red on Wall Street right now. The Dow down 27 points. The Nasdaq off 27 points as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God's gonna do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Yes, and he wants the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere now. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
President Biden has declared war on the small business owners of America. He's pushed for a massive tax increase, and his $2 trillion infrastructure plan is a $2 trillion tax hike on American employers. Job Creators Network works hard to fight these attacks, and they're looking for a few good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy and Advisor Program. They will prepare you to be a leader for small businesses in your community, your state, and the country you love. If you want to join the fight, go to joinjcn.com now. That's joinjcn. They need you. America needs you.
The body of anti-apartheid campaigner Archbishop Desmond Tutu lying in state for a second day in Cape Town, South Africa. The BBC's Namsa Maseko reports from outside St. George's Cathedral.
2,000 people have filed past his body so far since it lied in state from yesterday, and many more are still queuing to do so. The government now, with the lifting of COVID-19 restrictions, it does appear that many more people will be able to file past his body and even make it to his funeral physically. But for those who will not be able to do so, there will be public viewing areas in many parts of the country that will allow as many people as possible to pay their last respects.
The European Central Bank, celebrating the 20th anniversary of euro notes and coins, as member countries wrestle with the pandemic's impact on the European economy. News and analysis at townhall.com. What to do with all of those Confederate monuments that have been put into storage? Virginia State and Richmond City officials say they have a tentative plan.
The proposal is to transfer ownership to the Black History Museum and Cultural Center of Virginia. Included in the transfer would be an enormous statue of General Robert E. Lee that was removed earlier this year, along with a 40-foot-tall pedestal that held it. Under the plan, the Black History Museum would work with officials at the Valentine Museum in Richmond and the local community to determine the memorial's fates. The plan is subject to city council approval. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A memorial service honoring former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has been scheduled for January 8th at a performing arts center in Las Vegas. The 82-year-old Democrat died on Tuesday at his home in Henderson, Nevada,
complications from pancreatic cancer. He was elected to the House in 1982, served in Congress longer than any other Nevadan. There are more on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Ted Leidy in for Carl Bott. Co-host is Emily Booth. Her co-host is Morgan Booth.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I thought we changed that around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. We have Susan Eastman on the line. Susan is our weekly financial advisor here to give us an update. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Ted. Good morning, everyone. Well, after spending most of the week in Santa Claus rally mode, Wall Street is ending the year on a quiet note. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 55 points at 36,343. The S&P 500 is off 5 points at 4,773. And the NASDAQ Composite is losing 33 points at 15,708. Active stocks this morning, NEO down 30 cents, trading at 32.13. Ford, positive 28 cents, trading at 20.75 per share. AMD up 5 cents at 145.31. Stocks of local interest, Costco down $1.22, trading at 562.69. Walmart, positive 21 cents at 143.38. Best Buy down 16 cents, trading at 101.37. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price sealed 1.508%. And over to commodities, gold is up $11 an ounce at $1,816, silver positive 27 cents at $23.10 per ounce, and crude oil is priced at $76 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC, and NYSE for KCNR. And have a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Susan, and thank you for calling in.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Morgan. 10%. Yeah. That's what you need to save.
10%.
It's 10% starting today. Do you save 10%?
No.
Not to put you on the spot, but you should, right?
Yeah. Have you even set up your retirement account yet? You qualify for one with us.
I have to wait until I was 18, I was told.
Oh, that makes sense. That's right. You're still 17. Ah, so, hey, well, let me know
so
when
February
you are.
February 4th. Yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah, 34 days, right on. Yeah, 10%. That's the deal. I mean, really, that's the deal. You get to be my age, it matters.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter when you're your age, right? You're like, oh, yeah, whatever, 10%. Oh, who cares? What are they talking about? What's 10%? $21 a week or whatever it is? No, it adds up, and it adds up quickly.
Mm-hmm. The 10%. Earlier you save, the better, too, because all of the market continues to go up and up and up over the years, and so the money you put in now is worth a lot more than the money you put in 30 years.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you can never make it up. Mm-hmm. Is the thing, mm-hmm. right? You say for 20 years, it would take you 80 years to make up that 20 years that you should have been saving at the beginning. So 10%, that's the deal. I wish I would have saved 10%. You know, I mean, I did save a lot, but not 10% from when I was 18. I didn't have anybody look at me in the eyeball and say, hey, 10%, you know.
Now so, I got like 4.
Yeah, 10%. It's important. Right. And it gives you peace of mind.
Yeah.
It makes your life better. Mm-hmm. Right? When you think you have a little nest egg that you can always rely on in case your car breaks or you can't make your mortgage and you lose your job or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Get caught carrying your pistol and drinking at the same time and a sheriff charges you. You know.
Why are you looking at me like I'm the problem here?
Because I know your mother would not. I know her. She's nice and sound and
wait,
you know.
So but I would.
What are you saying? Right?
I'm pretty sure he already had to kick you out of the bar at Casa Roma's.
Kicked you out of the bar at Casa Roma's. You don't recall that at the party?
I'm surprised you recall that.
Mm-hmm.
We.
What's happening?
Yeah, no. I thought you would have forgotten that.
Yeah, no, I do remember that. I said, Morgan, get out of the bar.
I was talking to a Sun Oaks employee, matter of fact.
Oh, you were, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I gave him the stink eye. I did. I'm like, she's 17. What are you doing? But, yeah. So, anyway, you still have your boyfriend?
Yeah.
You want to say good morning to him?
Yeah, good morning.
Do you think he's listening?
No. Oh, he doesn't listen to anything I have to say.
That's too bad. Yeah. Well, get used to that.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the line, we start listening. My wife was watching The Bachelor till 3 a.m., and I'm trying to sleep last night after, yeah. You know, my
Do you think she's up listening now?
No.
Yeah.
No, I guarantee you she's not. It's holiday. Yeah. My wife has spent 38 years at Dignity Health, so her holidays matter to her.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does not want to get woke. So she watches this show with woke. We were talking about the term unseen, right? And I had to hear it like 10 times. She was watching The Bachelorette last night, and the term unseen kept coming up. I said, honey, what does unseen mean? She's like, you know, just like what you said on the break, just not being heard or validated or getting attention. And so I learned that. I'm going to start using it now. I'm like, Mike, I feel unseen.
You are. I'll take care of you, brother.
Thank you. All right. So, Morgan, we had a meeting with the sheriff's CCW coordinator a few months back. Remember that? You kind of put him in a corner. Tell everyone what that conversation was about.
All right. So how that conversation went is I was like, yeah, because in Red Bluff, there it's changed again back to 21, but you could be 18 to get your CCW. So I'm like, let's talk about that for Shasta County. And so it went. Hey, what's Sean, I think. Hey, Sean.
Sean Paisley. Yeah. He's a great coordinator.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, what do you think about getting the age changed to 18? No.
Oh, he shut you down. He shut you down.
Yeah. There was like no thought. Nope.
Well, realize that when you start talking about that, all of these parents that listen to this show are listening, and they're thinking, yeah, I got an 18-year-old living in my basement right now.
Yeah.
He can't even make his bed, and his bedroom smells like gasoline and bologna. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, yeah, 18 is...
Right.
But the argument can be made, Emily, and what do you think about this, that you can actually go and die for your country at 18.
I agree. You absolutely can. And the majority of the people that do go into the military are handling a firearm at some point.
Of course. Yeah. So there is that little weird contradiction there.
Yeah. And I understand that the age between 18 and 21, you mature a lot through those years. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I suggested other things. One of their main concerns was, 18-year-olds, they're just become adults out of the house or out of their parents' grasp, and they're experimenting or doing things they shouldn't. So I suggested maybe do like a quarterly drug test to make sure that they're doing what they're saying they're doing.
Interesting idea.
Yeah.
Interesting idea.
Yeah. It would definitely be a lot of work for 18-year-olds to have CCW, and it'd be more work for the sheriff's office and then for the instructors. It would be a lot more work than for somebody who's 30. Just like take your class, do your interview, you're good to go.
Someone who's 30, does that seem really old to you?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those days. Yeah. That seems like a baby to me. You know, the idea that they would open it up to an 18-year-old would cause, I think they would be the highest level of CCW holder to lose their permit.
Oh, absolutely.
I just believe that would be the truth. Yeah. I mean, you know, I love everybody, but I think that you would see a lot of 18-year-olds who couldn't hold that permit because it comes with an incredible amount of responsibility.
It does. Right? And 18-year-olds, they're still in that petty stage of fighting over boyfriends and girlfriends. And I know I'm young, but I'm just going to say it. Kids my age don't know how to swallow their pride.
Right.
And so it just comes out in their actions. And that could be a very unfortunate situation if there was a firearm included.
Oh, there's no question about that. So I actually think that's a pretty good idea. Now, you had an idea. Oh, hold on. We got a call in. Richard, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning. You hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Hey, you know, speaking of the sheriff's office not liking to issue search and seizure, in 2018, I applied when Bisenko was there for a Penal Code 25650 concealed weapon, which is a retired law enforcement permit, good for 5 years. Oh, and by the way, in that law, there's an exemption that person holding such a permit can carry on school grounds. Mm-hmm. That is Penal Code 626 1.902.
Oh, that
and
is true.
And they denied it. And I had a current permit at the time, a regular permit, two-year permit, and they said, nope, we don't issue those in Shasta County. And I said, but I have a kid in school, and the little time that I'm at the school grounds, I would like to carry lawfully. And John Fazer says, nope, we don't issue those here. So I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, it is interesting, and I know that you ended up with that LEOSA permit.
Yes.
And I know that you're getting ready to do your qualification soon with me. I know we talked about this already. So does the current LEOSA permit that you have allow you to carry on a school ground?
No, it does not.
It does not. So the LEOSA...
Which is right. Federal law versus state law, and there's obviously going to be gaps and gray areas and all that, mm-hmm. which is why I applied for the 25650. And actually, I think I'm going to reapply again under Mr. Johnson to see what happens.
See what he says. He can only say no, right?
Yeah.
He can only
pretty
say
much,
no.
Yeah.
So. Hey, Richard.
Anyway, thanks.
I look forward to seeing you, man. Also, Richard is an NRA instructor also. So welcome. Good morning. Happy New Year. And I look forward to seeing you. Are
thanks.
You coming in?
Yeah.
Am I going to see you next week or something like that?
The
8th. The 8th. Right on. I'll see you then, brother.
Hey, thank you for the good topic today.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right. That's Richard Gallardo. He's a big community warrior and a good dude, so I'm glad he called in. All right, we're going to take a break, but this session, this was brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community, surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreational opportunities. The beautifully designed community is located near Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Sundial Bridge. Give River Commons a call. 530-238-5981. We'll be right back.
Here in Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
So if you want your freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun, you've got to keep America number one. My daddy told me, son.
Lighting in for Carl Bott, my co-host is Emily Booth, and her co-host is Morgan. Our guest this morning is Mr. Mike Moffitt. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, sir.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, it's my second gig. You and I did this about a couple years ago together.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, we had a good
time.
So
here's the rules. Just remember to speak about 1 inch into the microphone, right?
Got you.
The farther you move away from the microphone, the more it sounds like you're in jail. And I don't want, you know.
Well, last
I know
time
that's a familiar sound for you, and I don't want it to.
Yeah, well, the last time you came and bailed me out, so it was all good. Yeah. I appreciate it, brother. Yeah.
Mike is a NFI instructor, Northern Fire instructor, instruction, but he has also taken on a new gig, and he is now a U.S. Concealed Carry Association Delta Defense representative, territory representative. And so it's what he does is very important. He represents the largest organization in the United States of America that insures concealed carriers, right? And you don't think about that until you need it, just like every other kind of insurance. And I'm going to let you talk for a moment, and then I'm going to tell you the story about my student that was on the range with me yesterday and how important it was that he had concealed carry insurance when he protected his life with a firearm here in Reading a few years back. So good morning, Mike.
Good morning, sir. And, yeah, I remember talking to him yesterday as well. Yep. But I'll let you do that. Yeah, I'm Mike Moffitt. I am with Delta Defense, and we are the service provider for the United States Concealed Carry Association. As Ted said, it's the largest organization in the United States. It's a nationwide organization with over 620,000 members. Ted and myself are members, and we believe it entirely because I call it homeowner's insurance that I hope you never have to use for your firearm.
Yep.
The USCCA, their primary purpose is to provide those 600,000 members with training and with access to a training program which will help people from getting into critical situations. And that's the whole point. Training, training, training. And, yes, there is some liability insurance. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But, you know, more so than anything is the training and being mentally aware of what's going on in your life. I know by being an instructor and being with NFI, Ted does an outstanding job of giving people situational awareness. If you can mitigate the threat before it becomes a threat, then all things are good.
You win every gunfight you don't get into.
That's right.
Everyone.
That's right. You win every gunfight. So, you know, it's vitally important, and we can talk about the liability insurance in a few minutes if you'd like. But the whole thing is the USCCA has a network of attorneys that you can access that will help you if you do get into a self-defense situation. But the important thing is they're Protector Academy, which once you become a member, you have access to an online training that has over 200 different training scenarios that you actually can learn from. And it starts out very basic for mom and dad who have kids or grandma who has grandkids to introduce them into firearms and doing it safely. But there's all sorts of stuff. It goes from very basic stuff to the experts like Ted Lighty. Okay. And, you know, I've had my CCW for over 20 years. Ted and I have been together for at least 10 years, I think, now.
Yep.
And, you know, I learn something every day, and it, as a USCCA and advocate, that learning is vitally important. I was on there just the other day trying to improve my skills a little bit, and I watched a video, and it was an interview with Lieutenant Colonel Grossman, and most of us know who Lieutenant Colonel Grossman was or is. He's probably the premier self-defense guy in the United States. Retired from the military, but he was talking about situational awareness, taking care of yourself, and then our society today. What's happened to our society? Because we have, and I'm not picking on Emily or Morgan.
It happens a lot.
Because, you know, we have a society today that grew up playing video games, and they kill, 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 hit reset, and everything's all good. But now this society has gotten to the point where shooting somebody or killing somebody just doesn't mean anything to them. It's just a means to get to what you have that they want.
Right.
You know.
In many instances. Sure.
Many, many instances. Exactly. So, anyway, I'll open it up, and we can talk more, or you can ask me some questions about it.
So, the USCCA, there are a number of these types of insurance, different companies across America. And I'm a USCCA training counselor, so I teach instructors for them and an instructor, obviously. But the reason I kind of, you know, got cozy with them is because of the Protector Academy. If you go online, if you're a member, right, the beauty of membership is you get access to the training. The training includes all sorts of online skills, drills. I mean, in their library, just the videos. You know, I mean, it's 80, 90 videos and books and different things online. But I also like the idea that they have a live fire component that you can, and we talked about this when you were going to become a representative. We are going to set up at Northern Firearms Instruction the opportunity for their members to come to the Reading Gun Club where we teach and shoot the live fire component of the Protector Academy.
Exactly.
So they go online, they do an online class, which, by the way, should be nothing new to most people. I mean, you can learn how to do brain surgery online now, right?
Correct.
And they run the skills and drills in their own home, right? After dinner or work or whatever. And then they can go online to Northern Firearms Instruction, usgunpro.com, and pick out a USCCA Protector Academy qualification range where they can finish that class by coming to the range on a Sunday morning and shooting that drill to finish it out. Now, there are three levels of Protector Academy. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, so it starts real basic. And if you look at the qualification for the Protector Academy on level three, it's complicated.
Yes.
It's a complicated gig.
It starts at A and ends up at Z real quick. And the beauty of it is, you know, it's just building your portfolio, because let's face it, if you get into a critical situation, you're going to be deemed as the bad guy. The media is going to set you out as, oh, he had a gun, he wanted to shoot somebody. Well, you're building your portfolio, and you can say, no, I am been training, and I am trying to improve myself to protect myself. And these academies' qualifications only enhance that for you.
Absolutely. And we were lucky enough yesterday to have one of our students, longtime students, on the gun range doing a CCW renewal with us. And he had used his firearm to protect his life. And right here in Shasta County, he had insurance. Thank goodness he had insurance. I mean, really, the amount of people that are carrying a gun that have insurance is probably a little bit slim, right? I mean, I have insurance. You have insurance. I'm not sure if Emily and Morgan do, but...
We do.
You do, yeah. So you should have insurance. It's not real expensive.
No.
And he got into his shooting. He was 7 hours with RPD. Never booked him. But the next morning, his attorney, the attorney that we had recommended to him in class that he had the number written down on and his phone, had $10,000 in his trust account the next morning so that they could start his defense, if needed. Now, come to find out, the DA, who is fantastic, Stephanie Bridget, didn't charge him, but she could have very easily.
Absolutely.
And that $10,000 would definitely have come into play, plus whatever else the insurance company would offer to him for his defense. What is the levels that your company represents, the Delta Defense or USCCA?
Okay, well, that's a good question, Ted, because there are a lot of companies out there. They're all good companies. They sell insurance. The thing I like about USCCA, and you hit on it earlier, is the Protector Academy and the training. They also have, at the USCCA, they have a critical response team who is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. If you do happen to get into a self-defense situation at 10 o'clock at night in Safeway parking lot, you can call that critical response team, and somebody will answer that phone within 20 seconds and get you the help you need when you need it the most. And that's to get you in touch with your attorney or one of over 1,200 attorneys in the attorney network that the USCCA has. So let's talk about levels here real quick. There's three different levels of membership. It's Gold, Platinum, and Elite. All three levels have the same amount of self-defense liability insurance. There is a no limit, repeat, no limit on self-defense in both criminal and civil court if you have to use a firearm or any tool to protect yourself. And when I say any tool, that could be a baseball bat, it could be a golf club. It does not necessarily have to be a firearm, but any tool that's legal in the United States, you can use and you will be taken care of. So there's no limit on self-defense in criminal cases. There's a $2 million annual liability limit for civil defense. Somebody's going to sue you, and if there's an award done in court, $2 million. There's also a $100,000 for bail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's on $1 million because bail, you always give 10%.
Right. So if it's $500,000 bail, it's 50 grand and USCCA will cover that for them.
Right on. Mike, hold on. Cause I want to come back to that. That's an important topic.
Okay.
This session of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck Kinney is a good buddy of mine, veteran owned. Their tagline is our customers are warm friends. It's true. My dad uses Shasta Gas Propane. Give him a call, 365-3793. We will be right back.
Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free wiper
Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, Redding. Ted Leidy here in for Carl Bott, the irreplaceable Carl Bott. He and Linda are on assignment this morning. I am here with my good friends, Emily and Morgan Booth, and Mike Moffitt from USCCA and Delta Defense. We were talking before the break, Mike, about how much things cost, right, and the different levels of protection that you can get. Now, you had a $2 million limit on civil liability. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So if your attorney wants to settle for $1.5 million, they just cover it.
Absolutely. And most civil cases are settled out of court.
Oh, sure.
But it will take somebody to sue you because, you know, somebody in the family or something want to take care of that person. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard, pardon me. I heard of a situation where a gentleman I'm calling him a gentleman, the bad guy was actually shot by a good person, and the guy's ex-wife sued him because she was going to lose alimony and child support for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so she sued in a civil case and actually won, and of course the USCCA covered that for them and settled out of court with her. So, yeah. The civil thing is very important. It's a $2 million limit each year, and it changes every year.
Outstanding. Yeah. And so if somebody wanted to become covered, they're walking around right now, no insurance, would probably like it. We've always taken the position at NFI that if you can afford it, it's a good thing for peace of mind. If you can't afford it, then, of course, probably, you know, don't do it, because obviously I don't want you to go broke on your last $30 or whatever it is. So what does it cost a person to become insured if they want to get insurance?
Great question, Ted. And it's pretty simple. There's three different levels of membership with the USCCA. You can either do it by month or do it annually. But the gold level starts at $29 a month or $2.99 a year. If you think about it, that's about less than a dollar a day. Most people spend three times that at Starbucks every day. So, you know, it starts at $29 a month, goes to $49 a month. The difference in the levels is only the amount of training you get through the Protector Academy. All three levels have the same amount of coverage through the self-defense liability insurance, because once you join the USCCA, you don't get a policy issued to you. You become an add-on to the other 620,000 members that have the policy issued to the USCCA. So it's not cheap, but I think it's well worth the money spent if you can afford it. And the beauty with it is USCCA has a 365-day money-back guarantee. Say you decide you're going to sign up and you become a member, and 6 months from now you lose your job and your life goes south, you can actually call the USCCA and say, hey, I'm done, I'm tired, I can't afford this anymore. They will refund 100% of all the money that you paid into them up to that point.
Wow.
They're so confident in their product that most people don't do that. Quite frankly, I don't see why anybody would, but, you know, it's there for them if they have that issue. But, you know.
That is fantastic, but I'm stuck on something. Did you use the S word on my radio show?
I don't believe I did. Did I?
Yeah, you did. Starbucks. We don't do Starbucks.
Oh.
I know.
Not happening.
Okay? I know.
I'm a Dutch Bros guy.
I am too.
Chris Reznor, I'm a Dutch Bros guy.
I am too because...
Because they're great Americans.
Yes. And that S word, the CEO says, if you own a gun, I don't want you in my business. But I use that because people identify with that. And, you know, I'm not going to pay $10 for a burnt cup of coffee. I'd rather go to Dutch Bros.
Absolutely. Okay, good. You're forgiven.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I have a question for you. So Morgan being 17, she can't legally carry out and about. So what happens if we have an altercation in our home? Is she covered under my policy?
In your home, yes. It's spouses and children or anybody that's a resident of your home. Okay? So if Morgan lives at home, inside the home, she's fine. But if she goes out and about, then she would not be protected by the USCCA. When she turns 18, it's a great birthday present, Mom, to take care of her with a membership. Nice. Now, Christmas is come and gone, but when she turns 18 in, what, 34 days?
Yeah.
Yep.
Happy birthday, sweetheart. Arms around you.
It'll be happy birthday, sweetheart, and I'm going to take the hat because she stole mine out of my kit.
Oh, dang, you stole the USCCA hat.
I did. It's a cool hat.
It is a cool hat. Yeah, I like it. So what about on the property? Because, you know, in the state of California, the penal code separates property and residence, right? What about on the property?
Do you have
the ability to talk about that?
Yeah, I do. And the way it reads is it's inside of the home. Out on the property is outside. And it's, all those other rules apply. USCCA Delta Defense, and I do not make that determination.
All right, of course.
It's the insurance company that makes the final determination. And just so you all know, the USCCA has an insurance policy from a company called United Fire and Casualty Insurance Company. They're out of South Carolina for reasons, I guess, probably legal reasons and all that. But they're the ones that issue the policy to the USCCA.
Okay. All right. So very interesting. So inside the home, family members and spouse always covered.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I have a policy where my wife is attached to my policy also. I think that I pay a less amount for her.
Yes. What it is, if you put a spouse on your policy, it's half price. So let's say Emily has the $49 a month thing. Her spouse would have it for $24.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's an individual thing until you put a spouse on it, then the spouse is covered everywhere. And this thing is also good in all 50 states. So we're in Redding, California now, and they decide to go to Tennessee for a vacation. If they're in Tennessee and get into a situation, USCCA is there for you. They're actually in all 50 states and the Virgin Islands, the Puerto Rico, and where else? That's it.
Hawaii?
Oh, Hawaii is a state, correct.
Oh, yeah. I went to West Valley, but yeah. Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles, yeah. So, excellent. Well, I'm a USCCA member and a Delta Defense. I'm insured by Delta Defense. Makes me feel good, gives me a warm and fuzzy. I understand the rules, and I follow them.
Yep.
Right? And this goes for any type of protection. Like if you use a machete, a dog, a knife, a baseball bat, it doesn't matter. If you are using a tool for personal protection, or even your hands for personal protection, and you're sued or you're charged, they will cover you. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Now, I can't tell you everything's absolute, but it's got to be a covered self-defense situation. But, yes, you can use your vehicle. If somebody is standing on your hood of your car and beating it with a tire iron, yeah, and you drive away and actually run over them, just don't back up and run over three or four times.
Yeah, it's an accident.
Yeah, but that is your tool, okay? And it's a tool that's legal in the United States because in California, as we know, we're limited on the amount of firearms and the types of firearms. But if I go to, say, Colorado and I use a gun that is not authorized in California, I'm still taken care of through the USCCA.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
And we've had a student I'm getting back into NFI, but we've had a member who actually her dog protected her, and that was the tool of protection. She had to make sure that she said that she was in fear for her life or great bodily injury, like we all do, and that they were covered, and she was covered with the USCCA using the dog as her protector.
So interesting.
Yeah.
So interesting, yeah. You know, the legal system is so complicated and expensive.
Yeah.
That we have to make sure that we, number one, follow the rules. We're rule followers.
Correct.
Right? That's the bottom line. And number two is we need to make sure that we have some sort of financial backing, because I don't want to lose my pension, my home, my 401k, all that kind of stuff to the system, because, you know, I protected myself with a firearm. So, listen, last thing, and then we got to take a break. How do we get in touch with you if you want to get insured this morning?
Very simple. And the thing is, if you get in touch with me today, you become a member the minute you talk to me. So there's two ways you can do it. The easiest way is to text me or call me on my cell phone. It's 530-215-6558. Okay? Or my email address is Michael, because that's the way they call me at Delta Defense, .m@deltadefense.com. And that's how you can do it. So 215-6558 or michael.m@deltadefense.com.
Mike, I appreciate you, brother.
Oh, man, I love you, too. And, you know, I'm not leaving NFI. I'm just adding on to our situation. I've been a member for several years, and I tell people, you know, it's a good feeling, and you got confidence when you walk out of your house that at least you have somebody there, because you're right. You said it a minute ago. People will come after your house. They'll come after your pension. Yeah. They'll come after everything. And to have that warm and fuzzy inside, knowing that you have 620,000 members who are in the same situation you are.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much for coming in today.
My honor, my privilege. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes, who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Burke's Construction Management is a local rating business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Tim Garman stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garman to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garman, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train of anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Lighty in for Carl Bott with Emily and Morgan Booth and my good buddy Mike Moffitt. Couple things on social media. Jared, everybody's loving your bump music, man. Thank you very much. I love that. Talking about the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association, with my good buddy Mike Moffitt. Mike, thanks for coming in today. You wanted to close your session with a little story, right?
I would, and I'll make it brief. Because we talk about it, but it happens every day. It happens in Shasta County, happens all over Northern California. But I'm going to put it through the eyes of one of the USCCA members. His name was Brian, and we don't use his last name for obvious reasons. But he was at home, got a knock at his door, and he opened the door, and it was his ex-wife with their 8-year-old daughter. And she'd been beaten to a pulp. And she basically said to him, my ex-boyfriend came over, was drunk, and beat me up and knocked me out. I finally came to, grabbed my kid, and came to you, and I need help. So he went to her house to help her get her stuff out, and I'll call him a good guy. Now I'll call him a bad guy. He showed up. The assailant showed up. Brian, with all of his training with the USCCA, and he had a very good CCW instructor, got himself between him and his ex-wife and tried to stop the fight. Stay away, stay away. The guy charged him. Brian knocked him down. The guy left, came back, and he had a steel pipe over his head swinging it at Brian, and he felt like he was going to be hurt or killed. So Brian, with his self-defense, pulled his firearm and shot one round and dispatched the situation. Long story short, he did everything right, called the police. They came and picked him up, took him downtown, interrogated him, and with 3 hours and 17 minutes, he was charged with first-degree murder. Fortunately, the USCCA was involved, got one of the attorneys there, worked tirelessly, and did a great job. It took several days, and he was never charged. He talked the district attorney into dropping the charges, but through that, Brian incurred over $68,000 in attorney fees. Fortunately, USCCA was there for him, and he was taken care of.
I know I can't afford $68,000 in attorney's fees, so I'm glad I'm covered.
Yeah, if you did that, you'd buy a new truck or a new car, right?
Well, it doesn't quite cover a new truck anymore.
I know, they're about 90 grand.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, total bummer. Well, anyway, thanks for coming in today, Mike. I want to kind of switch gears here because we're coming to the end of the show.
Sure.
And Emily and Morgan, you guys are getting ready to add to your instructor portfolio next weekend,
yes.
Right? I'm going to be teaching an NRA instructor course next weekend. It's a rifle instructor course. So I know you guys are both signed up. I want to thank you for signing up. And what do you think you might do with that new rifle credential, that new rifle instructor credential?
Well, we're going to teach other people how to shoot rifles.
But what kind of class? I mean, are just basic rifle class? I mean,
yeah, and probably sticking with our same ladies only. Just keep nailing those programs.
She said ladies only.
Our pretty pink, our men. Chicks with whatever we're calling it.
No ladies only.
No ladies only.
Gun our, girls.
Yeah, our gun
stilettos
girls.
Stilettos and steel. The pink pistols, whatever you want to call yourself.
Yeah.
I like stiletto and peels and steel. That's good.
Yeah.
Stiletto yeah.
And, Well, we'll talk about it. We're going to come up with a name. But anyway, so next weekend, all weekend, we'll be in class. I think Kevin Tedder's teaching the NRA, the basic rifle course.
Is he?
Yeah, Kevin.
Cool.
Our good buddy Kevin Tedder and fellow NRA instructor will be teaching that. And then, of course, on Sunday, I'll teach the instructor portion. We have six people in that class right now. And I'm hoping that we can make it rounded out about 10.
Okay.
So if you know somebody that is interested in going to that basic and either the basic instructor course or just the rifle course, what we're doing is and have done always is if you have a youth shooter that got a new firearm rifle for Christmas and you want to bring him to class, the parent always attends class for free.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. So one youth shooter, the cost is $175. It's 8 hours all day. They start with this is a rifle, end with this is we're shooting at the gun range, right, at the Reading Gun Club.
Yeah.
If you sign up your youth shooter today or any time between now and next Saturday, then the parent will always go for free. So
does my mom get to go for free?
No, because that's an instructor credential. Yeah. You got me, didn't you?
Ted, what's the age limit?
It's nearly free for NFI instructors anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the age limit for the youth shooter?
18. Right. So if they're 17, yeah, bring them. And the parents in for free. And by the way, NFI covers all the ammunition and rifles if they don't have one. I always want them or I always recommend they bring their own rifle because if they got a new rifle for Christmas, I want them to learn on their own rifle. So it's very important that they know that. But if they don't have a rifle and want to learn or they've got a house full of kids, right, and they're dogging out their mom or dad about getting a .22 rifle one of these days, we will cover the .22 rifle and the ammunition for them to come to class next Saturday at the Reading Gun Club from 8 to 5. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, and I look forward to seeing you guys out there.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
Yeah, Kevin Tedder is going to do an excellent job. I had him on the range yesterday. He and I were working together doing an RSO class. So, oh, looks like we got a call in. Ron, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, if we had a constitutional sheriff, those young people that are 18 years old should be able to own and have a firearm, the way I see it. I mean, when I was 17 years old in boot camp, I qualified with an M1 Grand, and I've taught my grandson to do the same thing. By the time he turned 17, he could outshoot most people with a shotgun or one of my handguns. So I think that the young people should be able to own and have a firearm and even maybe a concealed weapons permit. And with the training, if they mess up, like anybody, there's going to be consequences. So this is my thoughts. We need a constitutional sheriff that can explain the Constitution, and most of them can't, or they won't. So anyhow, that's my comment. We need a constitutional sheriff.
I think that's a great comment. Morgan, you
yeah.
talked to me about this quite a bit, having a pre-CCW program.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yep.
Where between like 17 to 21, you can get them and start teaching them how to be responsible personal protectors,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
I think that's a great program, and that's something we're going to talk about going forward is getting that program started with you two and getting the younger people involved. Now, as far as being a constitutional sheriff, a lot of that stuff isn't in the sheriff's. The sheriff doesn't have the power to do that. I think that many sheriffs across the state would, but the state legislature runs all the permitting and all the gun laws. So I think that Mike Johnson is going to be a good sheriff. I think that I've talked to him a few times, and I think that he's a fantastic person and a great American and as constitutional as they'll let him be. If you don't believe me, just head on. They opened up the sheriff's department over the weekend to fill some CCW renewals that they needed to fill because they were backlogged. So, but, you know, I wish the state was more constitutional. You know, there are nearly 80% of the states in the United States of America are either open carry or shall issue states. That means carry a gun how you like or come and get a permit. We're going to issue it to you.
Yeah, Ted, I believe there's like 34 right now.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Of course, California is not. And
right.
For a variety of reasons, we do the best we can on it. But, Ron, that is a very good point. I'm glad you called in and talked about that. Morgan, I look forward to your program. Emily, of course, you're providing the supervision here. You've been nice and quiet.
Right.
You've been nice and quiet today. She likes to talk, I can tell. So, yeah, but Mom was here making sure everything was working well. So, thank you. Thank you both for coming in today. I thought it was a fun show.
Yeah, it was really
fun.
We
had a good time.
It was great.
Cool. Mr. Mike Moffitt, you know how I feel, man.
Yep, love you, man.
I'm hugging you across the table right now.
Yep, thank you for the invite. I really appreciate it. This is family to me. And that's just the way I feel about it. We're all family.
And it shows. So I want to thank everybody who listened today. Have a happy new year in 2022, and I will see you soon.
Happy new year.
Happy
good
new
guys
year.
Against
year.
The bad. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.